This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the meat, the nitty-gritty of the world of news talk radio with our weekly overview from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 26th to the 30th, the end of the seventh month of 2021. Some of the things that are here we've been discussing them before, but there always is nuance to the focus and the people list as well, and we're going to talk a little more than a little about talk radio and some talk radio personalities. But let's get started with the official list, which you can see at talkers.com, and you can also get it at djvshow.com. Michael, welcome to the sphere of influence.
Thank you very much, Doug. And here we go at number 10. Speaking of spheres, there's global climate change, although some people call it climate change and others call it global warming, whatever you call it, there are things going on.
I call it the weather.
Yeah, things happening with the weather for sure. Mm-hmm. And number 9, the Tokyo Olympics, and that's tied with mental health. Interesting mental health story is the biggest story coming out of the Olympics in terms of this week's conversation, at least. At number 8, we have social media bias and regulations, along with political correctness. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform continue to be hot topics on talk radio. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan. Afghanistan meaning the Taliban, and China have been buddying up with each other now that the U.S. is pulling out. At number 5, we have crime and violence tied with police reform and race relations. No, actually, race relations is at number 3. We have at number 4, the economy, infrastructure, and inflation. At number 2, election denial, voting legislation, and race relations. At number three, I'm a little messed up here.
Okay.
At number 2, we have the January 6th committee hearings. And at number 1, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines and mandates. So just to be clear, the economy at 4, election denial and voting at 3, the committee hearings at 2, and COVID-19 at 1. And that's the way it looks.
All right, that's the people list, yes, please.
Okay, let's go. Simone Biles, the gymnast, is at number 10. Xi Jinping, kind of a gymnast in his own way, at number 9. Ron DeSantis, he's also a gymnast, at number 8. Actually, they're all a bunch of gymnasts. At number 7, we have the
contortionist, maybe better.
Yeah. We have Harry Dunn, Michael Fanon, and Ancolino Gonell, and Daniel Hodges, 4 police officers testifying at the hearings this week. Very dramatic and emotional. At number 6, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 3. Donald Trump is at 2. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And there you go. Donald Trump stays in the national conversation as basically the leader of the GOP.
Is he really?
Well, that's a great question. That's a rhetorical question. But he certainly is. He's the most prominent name thrown around when you talk about the driving forces of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually we're going to have the Don and Ron show eventually.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron and
Ron
Don.
Wants to run to be president. A couple of names that are not on the list that are of interest only in that they fit into you and me. When we think about people that influenced us, maybe music that influenced us, who that is our age wasn't influenced by ZZ Top, and the passing of Dusty Hill this week is of note. It shouldn't be in the top 10, but I knew that you probably.
It was in my top 10, that's for sure. I was really emotional about it when I heard about it.
Yeah.
ZZ Top. Really, really important group in terms of my generation, your generation, album rock, blues, you know, driving rock and roll. I used to call them the Ross CD. I used to call them the little old band from the Ross CD underbelly of the Lone Star State. ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
The one who sounds like he should have a beard is the one who doesn't have a beard. The name.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
Right. All right. So that's discussed in our DJV download. For those of you who listen to the DJV program, it's at djvshow.com, The Passing of Dusty Hill. All right. So let's go back to our list. Simone Biles is at number 10 on the people list. And there's another person who is creeping into the lexicon, if that's the right word. This fencer named, it's Alan, I think, Hadzik. There's a lot of support among the U.S. Olympic team for Simone Biles. There are some mental midgets here in America who are throwing darts at her because of they think she's a coward or she's a quitter or whatever. Yes. Can you imagine that, given if you really knew the background, what this woman has gone through? And never mind just Larry Nassar. That's enough to set you off when you equate that in past Olympic experiences. This woman has won all kinds of awards for our country, and because she's, you know, she's got issues. Right. And who among us doesn't? So
exactly. You know, it also shows the double standard that we still have between physical disabilities and mental disabilities.
Yes, yeah.
You know, has she a broken leg or some kind of an illness? Oh, the poor thing. But yeah. The fact that she's, you know, being plagued by, you know, her demons, whatever they may be, that's reason to be embarrassed by her.
And that's why number 9 this week is a focus on mental health. I thought it was interesting here in Massachusetts, a lot of people take shots of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't happen to have their insurance, but they're probably the best known. Wouldn't you agree, of all the insurers who are around here, the secondary carriers as well?
Well, I've certainly heard of them. Yeah.
Right. So they announced this week they were going to offer online therapy coverage. That is, if you see someone and you have a mental health issue or you want to see a therapist, heretofore it hasn't been covered, but now it will be. In-person visits were different. Online, as you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people started using medical facilities and practitioners, and in this circumstance, mental health practitioners, through the Zoom or whatever other stuff you have to connect. Skype, that stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't being paid for, but now it will be, according to them. So I bet there will be a lot of other insurance companies that will get on to that. There's a company called Brightline that serves people here in Massachusetts, California, elsewhere, and they're dealing with the younger people and their issues. So I'm guessing that Simone Biles would fit right into that. Meanwhile, I mentioned the name Alan Hadzik, who apparently is a... I don't want to... My accusation is not going to be pointed at what some of the members of the team have said, but he apparently has been involved in lots of sexual misconduct, and the members of the... some of his teammates and people who are in the Olympics want him off, want him out. And
well, it's very difficult considering how sensitive we are about political correctness, some of which is founded in reality. In other words, I'm not saying these issues are unfounded, but we're particularly sensitive about them nowadays. It's very hard to have an event such as the Olympics, which is supposed to stand for all of these great ideals, to be without examples of people who stray over the line.
Yeah, well, the other, you know, you talk about some people and the way their words are interpreted. The mayor of Chicago said this week that she's not going to talk to any white reporters. And that brouhaha, the talk radio world in Chicago anyway, exploded. I don't know that other people are talking about it around the country, but that's...
This is not the first time she's done that. That issue has been out there before. So of course, I mean, it really is a foolish thing for her to do. terrible, terrible thing to do.
All right. Anyway, 15 past the hour, we continue with our talk radio, the talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to get healthy the right way using Calitrin. This is a brief announcement because you've heard me talking about this, although every week we have new listeners, new stations, and that's cool. So if you haven't heard the message about Calitrin, what I would suggest you do, because I can't tell you the whole story in 60 seconds anyway, send you to their website, toploss.com. Go there, get the information about this product. It's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs, Everything in it is certified natural by the FDA. They approve the facilities and the product, which is a huge load off your mind, I suppose, because there are a lot of these weight loss products around that are kind of flim-flammy. No, that's not the situation with Calitrin under any circumstances. Proven to help with weight loss and give you the present ingredients, collagen protein and aloe vera among them. You get a better night's rest. Take these four capsules before you go to bed and get to work. Your body will enjoy it and your body will show you the results. About 45, 50 days it takes for it to kick in. And then if you are on a weight loss program, you've lost weight, you want to keep it off, this is the secret. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, after you realize you can buy a 3-month supply and get another 3 months free using the DJV code plus free shipping, you'll be all set to try it and enjoy the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oof. For you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. At equal or lesser price, dial 294. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here. The listening habits, it looks like a lot of people are going back. I didn't realize that. I thought a lot of people stayed with the radio, but some of the trades are suggesting that people are going back to the radio. And the only outfit that wasn't affected by this was News Talk. And the News Talk listenership stayed where it was, which I guess is because people want to stay connected to what's going on, right? Conversation about what's going on?
No doubt about it. It's pertinent.
Yeah, it is. And we'll continue with that pertinence in a matter of moments here. It's 21 after the hour.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're back at the lists, the stories, the people, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the chief cook and bottle washer there, and he and his staff go through listening to stations and hosts, looking at all of the info to come up with a list of the top 10 stories every week. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. I want to bring in a couple of other bits and pieces of talk radio, because a lot of people who I hear from love it when you talk about hosts and what goes on behind the scenes. So there are two talkers in the news this week for very different reasons. One of them is Larry Elder, about whom we have spoken before. He is formerly, or at least on hiatus now, from his national program and local show in Los Angeles. He and I started on the same day, I think, on KBC in 1993. Very good guy. He could be the next governor. He really could. My, this is not just palaver. There are a couple of different scenarios where Larry could become the next governor of California.
Yes, you're right. It's possible. There is a path. There's a path to it. It's doubtful, but it's possible.
Yeah. It's really very interesting. So I was thinking about other people, other talk radio hosts who have become important in politics. There's a list of people who have been in politics that became talk radio hosts, but how many of them have gone the other way? I guess I was thinking of Pence, maybe to a point, but others come to mind when you think about it, Michael?
Pence, Joe Walsh did it. There's a guy in Minnesota who did it, whose name escapes me. He ran and he got into Congress. It happens. It certainly does. I mean, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, right.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati at one time.
Yeah.
Before that, I think he was a host. How about Donald Trump? In a way, he was a media figure, a reality TV star, and a constant guest on radio.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to be a
World
star.
Wrestling,
yeah.
A member of the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Think about it.
A lot of characters. All right. Now, the other talker who's in the news and in conversation is Phil Valentine, who is from Nashville, Tennessee, somebody we all know. He's been a successful talk host there. And a lot of us are, I wouldn't say I was best friends with him, but I certainly am friends, and you are as well. You know him well. What do you make of what's happened in his life this week?
Well, for people who don't know, Phil Valentine is a conservative talk show host. He's the number one talk show host in Nashville, and he also is known nationally. He's had a national show.
Yeah.
And he wasn't an anti-vaxxer, but he wasn't a pro-vaxxer. He took that, you know, that moderate, yeah, you know, what he needed for. But he said, I'm not taking it. The odds of me getting it are very slender, blah, blah, blah. He wound up getting it, and now he is on a ventilator, and there's no change. In other words, his life is in danger as we speak.
Yeah.
And he's said that he regrets that he did not tell people to get vaccinations, and his family's put out similar statements. In other words, he's turned around and has a whole different view. This is significant, and it's really a slap in the face and cold water to the face of reality to a lot of people out there.
How so, Michael? Give us a little more of your thoughts on that.
Well, a lot of people have been on the radio, and a lot of people who politicized the COVID-19 challenge and crisis have been equating getting a vaccination with being supportive of President Biden. Yeah. It's been politicized. It shouldn't be.
No.
It shouldn't be politicized. This is bad.
Yeah. I think what it is bad, but yet it is the mantra of many. Certainly you hear some conspiratorial stuff from Alex Jones that seems misplaced, but there are other more mainstream hosts who have caused people to raise their eyebrows. I want to talk about the role talk radio should be playing with you as we continue in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections. In case you missed it, Dr. Fauci wants you to get vaccinated.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Louie Gohmert of Texas on Thursday were turned away from the D.C. Department of Corrections, where they're trying to visit accused January 6th rioters. Video shows officers who said the group was trespassing and obstructing entrance into the facility, denying the trio entry. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Magic Kingdom is taking coronavirus precautions again due to the high number of coronavirus cases in California and Florida. USA's Wendy King has more.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Democrats are warning that any attempts by moderates to pare down a $3.5 trillion spending package could threaten President Biden's top legislative priority and leave the party empty-handed. Progressive Democrats are sounding the alarm after Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona warned Wednesday that she doesn't support a $3.5 trillion price tag. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's official countdown program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the keeper of the records and the rules here when it comes to the charts, the 10 top stories of the week. We've gone over those, and they're available at talkers.com and djvshow.com, the people list, etc. And I was about to ask you, because we were talking about Phil Valentine and the role that he was playing with his listeners, and we know that Sean Hannity has come out advising people to get the shots, and there are others who seemed at the beginning to not be on board, but now changing their tune. I've been on board since the beginning. I think you have been as well, although I did ask a lot of questions about it, because I believe my immune system is strong enough I might have been able to do fine, but I didn't want to chance it, especially when my family is involved. I think that's kind of where the rubber hits the road, don't you, Michael?
There's no question. It comes down to selfishness versus, non-selfishness. And I think the wisest course for media people to do is, you know, if you have any doubt about it, you know, just tell people to talk to their doctor about it in terms of whether their own health history, you know, it conforms with it. Some people shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, let me go into the role of talk radio hosts in this. This is a great question for you, because there are those who argue about talk radio informing, entertaining, what are we supposed to do? And so what are the range of options from your point of view for a good taco?
Be honest and be truthful. And do no damage. I'm all for free speech, but do no damage. And if it's an area that you're not sure about, and we're talking about lives that are being lost, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths. We're talking about, you know, way over 500,000 American lives have been lost. What about over 500,000 American lives were lost in a war or in a natural disaster? Oh, it would be a whole different thing. But because this damn thing has been politicized, you kind of sweep it under the carpet. But the fact of the matter is, don't mess around. You know, if you go on the air and you do a false report that some terrible thing is happening and people panic, well, you're held accountable to that. So, I'm not talking about free speech.
But are you really? Are you really? Some of the hosts that have come up with some of these cockamamie claims, like the government is sticking. Now, listen, I'm no lover of the government, and people who listen to me know that I'm not. I don't like politicians, none of them, parties, all that stuff. I find it, I go bananas, frankly. But when somebody says that the government is using the vaccine to stick chips in you so they can keep track of you, I think, but, you know, I say to myself, I think that's crazy and irresponsible, but then I don't know that it's not true. That's the problem. Because
well, you don't
so
know anything
distortion.
It's not true. You don't know anything. This is where you have to, this is where people have to use common sense. Mm-hmm. And the odds are it's not true. You could say, hey, I've heard a rumor about this, but it sounds like it's nonsense. If you want it, bring it to the table. But the fact is, this is where it becomes interesting, and that is subjective judgment. And the key is do no harm. Don't go out of your way. Don't purposefully give misinformation because, one, you think it'll please your target audience, or two, it'll increase your ratings.
But that's been what talk radio has been about in the Trump era. Hasn't it really and truly? The hosts that say things because they believe the audience wants to hear whatever it is that is the mantra from the person in the case of Trump. There are a lot of
hosts making up a lot of stuff. Radio and media saying things and doing things and playing things and presenting things that the audience, that it perceives the audience wanting to hear, has gone on since the beginning of time. It's a matter of doing it with ethics and knowing when you overdo it to step back from that line. Yeah. What do you think research is? What are people interested in? What do people want to hear? What music do they want to hear? What records do they want to hear? You know, giving the people what they want is one of the pillars of American capitalism. Give the people what they want. What does the market ask
for? Otherwise, you won't be successful, no matter what you're
selling. Exactly. So how far are you going to go? I mean, there are people that want illegal sex. There are people that want illicit, prostitution. There are people that want drugs. There are markets out there. You have to draw the line where your ethics, where your standards, and where your dignity, is defined. What are your boundaries? And that's what it comes down to. I'm not saying that the people that supported Trump or questioned the vaccine were wrong. But if you in your heart believe that something is just obviously not true, and then you do it because it'll get your ratings, keep your job, or keep you from having to deal with, you know, negative blowback on Facebook, well, then you're a coward. And I think a tremendous responsibility comes with sitting behind that microphone. I do not think this is a carnival or another arena for scamming. I think that we should have professional ethics, integrity, dignity, and responsibility. Use the word responsibility. I think responsibility is the key word here. And I'm not saying that as a political statement. I'm just simply saying that in general.
A lot of bunkum. My father used to use the term bunkum. There's a lot of bunkum on the radio.
There's always been a lot of bunkum. There's always been a lot of bunkum in everything. There have been snake oil salesmen all the way back to the beginning of time, carnival barkers, distortion. Yep. You know, step right up, you'll see the two-headed woman. And, you know, she has a pimple on her shoulder. We're being misled all the time. Isn't Madison Avenue and the advertising industry a spin factory to exaggerate and, you know,
get you to buy the product?
Right. So we're
buy. That's how I make my living, telling people to buy stuff. Yeah.
So we're all involved in this vicious cycle. We all are participants in trying to persuade other people to see things our way. We're constantly selling each other. We're selling each other this and that and everything. So that's the
doctors, it's even come down to doctors. You know, politicians, you're mentioning Trump. Trump's made it a point to tell people to get vaccinated, and certainly of late anyway. And a lot of the people that have supported him when he was, whether he was supporting it or he wasn't supporting it, they thought he wasn't, or it made for a good talking point. But in terms of what goes on, the problem is too many people in our audiences trust the info that comes from the host rather than making up their own minds about things. Whether you read or whether you're, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people hungry for info, but if they trust the host and the host says don't do it, then they're likely not to do it. It's kind of a sad reality, but it is.
Trust and credibility. Have you ever gone to a play or seen a movie that the critic in your newspaper said was terrible and you loved it?
That happens all the time.
Okay. I mean, it's not just, you know, this whole thing of trusting is very subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, trust your teacher. Yeah. Trust your friends.
Yeah. Do we trust the audience to make good decisions, though? Is that what is that our job, to trust the audience to make their own decision on this? Because I think that's
I think we should have respect for everybody as an adult to make their own decisions. We're participating in the conversation. You know me. You've talked to me thousands of hours on the radio over decades.
Yeah.
Don't I think things out before I say things?
You also are good at thinking things out as you're saying them. That's a skill that goes beyond thinking about before. There are a lot of people who prepare to go on the air. I remember watching Limbaugh once when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, and he came to visit, and I introduced him, and I had him. It was an interesting couple of days. But I remember seeing him sit in the studio when I came in the morning, and he had a little razor blade, and he had three or four newspapers in front of him, and he was cutting out little things with his razor blade that he was using as reference. And there are a lot of people who do this, a lot of hosts, national and regional, local, who spend hours doing just that, so that they can have material. I mean, I think my world is about what goes on the air. Everything I read and absorb. People say, what are you reading for fun? I don't read anything for fun, because I'm always reading stuff that I think I can use conversationally.
And ultimately, that's fun for you.
It is fun for me. It is. Because it all becomes part of the conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're talking about talk hosts and talk radio and the list from Talkers Magazine at 43 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Let's move back into the groove here. Michael Harrison and his interview this week is a conversation with a New York host named Mark Simone, who we were just talking about off the air. He's been around for a long time. What made you go to him at this point?
I wanted to have a real good conversation with somebody who has a variety of interests to give us the Big Apple perspective on everything from the reopening of Broadway and music to the state of radio, to what's happening with crime in New York. And also he talks a little bit about our colleague, Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Who's running for mayor as the GOP candidate. And both of us agree, just like you and I talked about Larry Elder, against conventional wisdom, we think Curtis Sliwa has a very good chance of being the next mayor of New York, which would be an amazing turn of events.
Good God. Can you imagine what a character he is with his beret on, the way he talks? Show me. But Simone does seem, he's been around, excuse me, we were saying he was a jock, but he's been involved in being on the air in any number of ways over the years, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's worked at all the big stations. Yeah. And now he's doing very well at WOR in New York from 10 a.m. to noon. He's been there for a number of years, and he has a big audience. And he does a weekly show on New York One, which is their cable news channel that everybody watches. Or not everybody, but it's big.
And
he's a very good conversationalist. So it's just a fun half hour of talking about the issues with a guy that's a seasoned conversationalist. We talk about everything from Donald Trump to Frank Sinatra. And
He sounds like a radio guy, and that's not a pejorative. But to me, he sounds like, you know, there are some people who say if you're going to be a conversationalist, you have to sound like a conversationalist. Some people accuse me of sounding too radio-ish. I don't know that that's the case, but you know, to each his own. I think that Simone, you can, and Joe Pags is another one of those guys. I think maybe Lars Larson. I'm thinking of the people who have big voices that are on the air. People, you know, maybe pay more attention to because they got a big voice. Who knows?
And anyway, ultimately, it's your content. If you have a good voice, it makes it even better.
Yeah. So the conversation, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we get into movie moments time, end of the week, what's the movie list look like for this weekend, and what's the story behind the amazing suit that filed that Scarlett Johansson has filed against the Disney people over Black Widow? I'm happy she's done this, suing the you-know-what out of Disney. I don't know how much courage it took. I'll ask Chucker what he thinks about that and where it's all going and why the suit right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Natives are restless this morning. There we go. Chuck Curry is one of our natives. Movie news, movie moments, movie predictions. So why are we playing this music? What is this from?
Terminator.
Ah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Doug, turned 74 years young today. Pretty good career. A terrific career.
huge part of America's pop culture, specifically, mostly in the 80s and 90s. 79 acting credits. I'm very, if Terminator obviously is his signature role, but I'm very partial to Total Recall and Kindergarten Cop, two movies I felt he was extremely likable in. He's a likable personality, and those two films really translated to film. His rival always was Sylvester Stallone, although now they're good friends. Stallone is 75. But I thought Arnold could do comedy better than Sly. He just had a knack and a natural comedic charm to him that Stallone did not possess.
The John Cameron movie, True Lies, I thought that was one of the better.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great
movie. That's another one. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Scarlett Johansson is suing the you-know-what out of Disney, and it seems that she's on, you know, Disney wants to poo-poo it, but it looks to me like she's on very firm ground here. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story because, one, she's a huge name in the industry. She's made a lot, let's prophesize this. She's made a ton of money playing the character of Black Widow in the Marvel Universe. So they gave her a solo film. She filed a lawsuit saying that she's being deprived upwards of $50 million in profit participation because the movie was not released exclusively theatrically globally. So what they did, Disney, is they released it theatrically and also on Disney, the Disney Plus service, where you have to pay $30 to see that movie day to day. And I'll give you an example. Fast and the Furious 9 was released by Universal Pictures. That movie was not released on streaming, just theaters. It's done $750 million worldwide. Black Widow was released theaters and Disney Plus same day, and it's done a little over $300 million worldwide.
Right.
So that is pretty much proof that streaming is taking a nasty chunk out of the theatrical.
And whatever the reason that her agent didn't get that written into her contract, I guarantee you that Vin Diesel
But in Disney's defense, I just want to bring out the other side. They disclosed yesterday in a bitter shot at her that they paid her $20 million up front and released a statement saying she's being completely insensitive. And I don't disagree completely with Disney. Completely insensitive of the reality, Doug, the reality that COVID has affected the industry dramatically.
Nonsense. You just ruined that argument with what you said about Fast and Furious. You just negated your own argument.
But they didn't know that. But they didn't know that. That's
Disney is Disney is a cheap, horrible company, greedy, and I hope Scarlett Johansson gets $50 million or more out of them because that's what is she's. I think she's right. What I'm reading anyway, Disney has spent a lot of money, probably more than they have to pay her to keep her from getting it. But I hope she gets every bit of it. So, anyway, that's that. And you know what, Chucker? It's time for us to go. 59 past the hour on the DJV program. Go to the
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.